感谢主，今天是2020年第一次。
Today is the first Sunday we meet in 2022.
我们很感谢主，我们都大部分的人都很健康。
I'm thankful for the Lord that most of us are quite healthy.
我要奉耶稣基督宣告，我们教会每一位弟兄姐妹今年都会很健康。
I want to proclaim that this 2022, everyone in the church will stay safe and healthy.
Amen. 我想打算从今年开始每个月的第一个主日
Starting from 2022, every first Sunday
我们会读约书亚记
I want to lead us reading the Joshua book, Book of Joshua
这个约书亚记它主题是得地为业
The main topic of the Book of Joshua is toenter into, that is to take over the land, the farmer's land.
在几天之前我在思想这个题目的时候
A few days ago when I was pondering on this subject,
突然有一句启示的话进来
I received a revelation.
就是说我们整个基督徒这个人
That is the journey of a Christian.
事实上就是约书亚记
It is just like,How it was described in the book of Joshua.
因为我们要靠着耶稣要圣洁化成圣我们整个的人
Because through Jesus Christ we want to be sanctified.
这个整个的过程呢也就像约书亚记一样
And the process of sanctification is just like how it was described in the book of Joshua.
因为牛奶与蜜的迦南美地
Because where the Canaan is, where milk and honey flows,
是上帝应许给亚伯拉罕的产业
It is the promised land that Jehovah has given to Abraham.
但是在新约的时候呢，我们成为上帝的产业
But in the New Testament, we become the promised land.
那么这个产业也需要成为圣洁的
And this promised land needs to be sanctified as well.
所以我们这个人在今生今世成为基督徒之后
So we, when we became a Christian,
我们也要跟随耶稣基督要得地为业
We also must follow Jesus to receive the promised land.
就像以色列人跟随耶稣亚去打败所有迦南地的居民一样
Just like the Israelites follow the lead of Joshua to enter into the promised land and overtake it
那么整个耶稣亚记的另外一个重要的主题
So another main topic in the book of Joshua is
得胜
is to be victorious
就像我们今天唱的诗歌一样
Just like the worship that we had this morning
我没有跟 Helen 讲过，我今年要开始讲约书亚记。
I didn't share with Helen that I want to start the year with the book of Joshua.
我刚才特地去看说他什么时候选好这个诗歌的。
I was checking to see when Helen decided on the song.
那是在我决定今天主题之前，他就已经选好了。
That was before I made the decision of sharing today's topic.
所以我们感谢主，圣灵掌管。
So we give thanks to the Lord because the Holy Spirit can, help us to know His heart.
我相信我们每一个信主的人
I believe that every believer
都在写一本属于自己的约书亚记
You are all writing a book just like the book of Joshua, which is of your own.
因为我们每一个人将来都要把自己写的这一本约书亚记呢呈交给我们的耶稣基督
Because one day when our journey has ended we will all need to share this book that we've written with our life to the Lord
我也相信这一本就是你预备自己成为一个耶稣属灵心腹的一本日记
And I believe that this is a journal that ishow you have go through the life of sanctification.
那这个要成为你的嫁妆，要献给耶稣的。
And this will become your dowry to present to the Lord.
我相信我们今年十二次，起码十二次，我们会讲耶稣亚记有十二次的得胜。
I think I will go, as we go through the book of Joshua, you will see 12 times that Joshua had victories.
我们感谢主,
we give thanks to the Lord.
我们今天要讲三段的经文。
Today I want to share with you three different verses.
那么主题叫做拉合的信心和行为。
The topic of today's sermon is Rahab's faith.
那么第一段经文是在约书亚记第二章第一节。
The first Bible verse is in Joshua chapter 2 verse 1.
我念中文就好了。当下，嫩的儿子约书亚从石亭暗暗打发两个人的做探子，吩咐说：“你们去窥探那地和耶利哥。”于是二人去了。 来到一个妓女名叫拉合的家里，就在那里躺卧。So, 这一段的经文就告诉我们，当约书亚他在约旦河东边的时候。This
passage shares, tells us that when Joshua was on the east side of the river,
他先派两个探子到耶利哥城去。He
sent two spies to enter the Jericho.
因为他知道，当他过了约旦河之后呢，第一个要去攻打的就是耶利哥城。
Because he knows that after he crossed the Jordan River, the first place that he has to take over is the city of Jericho.
所以，任何一个伟大的军事领袖都会先派探子去看一看。
Any military leader will surely want to send a spy and to discover the land first.
他要看看那边的情况，然后好评估怎么去攻打。
Because without the scouts, they would not know how to win over the city, so they need a scout to scour the land first.
但是没想到，上帝用的是一个超自然的方式攻打耶利哥。
So surprisingly, that God used a supernatural way to have for the Israelites to have victories.
所以我们看见上帝早就有预备。
So we see that God has already prepared.
但是上帝也预备约书亚派两个探子去。
But God also allows Joshua to send two scouts.
因为这两个探子去，所以有我们以下的故事。
Because of these two scouts' first discovery, then we learned a little bit more.
我首先要让大家看我的这边的第一点里面。
The first point that I want to discuss is
神给亚伯拉罕400年前的应许。
That God's promise to Abraham was 400 years ago.
他要赐福给他的后裔迦南美地。
That he wants to bless his descendants with a beautiful land of Canaan.
但是我们的神跟亚伯拉罕讲说呢，那地居民的罪孽还没有满盈。
But God told Abraham that the sins of the land, the sins of the people of that land has not been filled to the brim.
所以亚伯拉罕，你的后裔要等400年。
So that's why Abraham, your descendants have to wait for 400 years.
但是这个审判已经下了。
But the judgment God has already made against the people.
所以这个就回答了一个很严肃的神学问题。
So this actually gives us an answer to a theological question.
为什么上帝赐以色列人迦南美地？
But why did God give Israelites the land of Canaan?
那为什么神要让以色列人进攻迦南地，然后把内地的居民全部都杀掉？
Why does God want to send Israelites to the land of Canaan and kill everyone that's in the land of Canaan?
有人会问说，哇，这个上帝好凶啊！
Some people might wonder to say that this Lord is very cruel.
这地的居民到底是得罪你什么？你为什么要让以色列人赶尽杀绝呢？
What did the people of this land ever do that causes God to send a command for Israelites to kill them all?
所以在创世纪15章第16节。
So in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1,
他说，到了第四代，他们必回到此地，因为亚摩利人的罪孽还没有满盈。That
in the fourth generation, that's when Israelites will enter into the land because the people of the land, sin has not been filled to the brim.
所以意思就是说，第四代的时候，四百年之后，以色列人，你可以杀尽所有这个迦南的居民，然后得地为业。
In other words, after 400 years, the Israelites are allowed to enter into the land of Canaan and kill everyone there to receive their land.
所以神给人其实是有一个时间让他悔改的。
So what you can see here is that God actually gave the people of this land 400 years to repent.
但是他们没有。
But they did not.
所以神给他们400年时间到了之后呢，神就让他的选民去把他们通通都杀尽了。
So when 400 years is up, God allows the Israelites to enter into the
land. 然后把这块地赐给了以色列人。
And God gave this land to Israelites.
那么我们回想在创世纪第二章的时候。
So let's go back and think about in Genesis chapter 2.
神跟亚当说，
God spoke to Adam.
如果你吃了这善恶，分别善恶树上的果子，
If you take the fruit of this good and evil,
你吃的那日必定死。
The day that you've taken this fruit, you will surely die.
那个死的字在原文有两个死的字。
So in the original text, the word die has two different words.
两个字，一个是立刻死亡。
The one word says that it's immediate physical death.
Physical death 是渐渐死亡。
Oh, okay. One is the immediate death.
那个立刻死亡是你的灵性的死亡。
Which is the spiritual death.In a spiritual sense.
所以当天他犯罪之后呢，神就把亚当夏娃赶出伊甸园。
So on that same day, God kicked Adam and Eve out of.
灵性的死亡就是跟神分开。
What is the spiritual death means? That this immediate death means separation from God.
但是肉体会渐渐死亡。
And there's also the physical death, which is a gradual death.
所以我相信按照神他的这个设计呢，人本来是不应该会死的。
I believe that in God's original design, man would never die.
但是因为亚当犯罪以后呢，人会面对死亡。
After Adam's sin, then man will die.
那么我们现在的人类还是承接了这个咒诅，我们的身体会死亡。
So, to the modern day now, the people has inherited the same curse. That's why our physical body will one day die.
那么我们在整段的今天要讲的这个拉合的故事里面，我们要很注意这一点。
So in today's story, the story of Rahab, we want to focus on this point.
我们每一个人都会死亡。
That one day we will all die.
但是在你死亡之前，你有没有得救赎的机会？
Before your physical death, did you have the opportunity to receive salvation?
是的，你有的。
Yes, you will have.
你要接受耶稣基督成为你个人的救主。
Which is to receive Jesus Christ to become your personal savior.
就像我们在这边所讲的，神已经给迦南地400年的时间。
Just like what we shared earlier, that God has given the people of the land of Canaan 400 years.
你必须要得胜。
That you have to be victorious in this time.
如果没有的话，那你整个的土地通通都没了。
If you did not have received salvation in this time, then you will lose everything that you have.
就像你我的生命，我们的身体，我们的灵魂，我们的灵，我们的魂，我们的身体。
Just like how we will one day lose our spirit, soul, and body.
必须要成圣。
That all three parts of it has to be sanctified.
被神接纳。
And to be acceptable to God.
这就是我们要得地为业。
And this is how that we can overtake the land.
你要让你的全身、全心、全人得赎。
So your whole physical being, your heart and soul must all receive salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
这是一个非常重要的概念。
And this is a very important principle to understand.
然后回到我们的故事。
Let's return to the story.
在约书亚记二章第九节到第十三节。
In Joshua chapter 2, verse 9 through 12.
I read in Chinese. Okay. 对他们说，我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们，并且因你们的缘故，我们都惊慌了。这地一切的居民就在你们面前心都消化了，因为我们听见你们出埃及的时候，耶和华怎么样在你们面前使红海的水干了，并且你们怎样带约旦河东的两个亚摩利王西宏和噩，将他们进行毁灭。十一节，我们一听见这些事，心就消化了，因你们的缘故，并无一人有胆气。啊，这个胆气在原文的意思就是里面的灵不再站立得住。耶和华你们的神本是上天下地的神，现在我既是恩待你们，求你们指着耶和华向我起誓，也要恩待我的父家，并给我一个实在的证据，要救活我的父母弟兄姐妹和一切属他们的，拯救我们性命不死。那这一段第二段的经文里面，我们就看见有几点很重要的事情，我们必须要很清楚明白。
From this Bible verse, you see a few points that you must try to understand.
第一个，拉合是一个妓女。
First is that Rahab is a prostitute.
那么这是一个不是很光彩的职业。
This is not a very moral job.
但是拉合还是可以得救。
Even though Rahab will still receive salvation.
那么在属灵的意义上，就代表着我们这个人，不管你是不是很淫乱、很悖逆。
And it's in a spiritual sense that you can understand that it doesn't matter whether you, as a sinner, that you have been sinless or not.
只要你对于我们的上帝、我们的耶稣基督有信心和行为。
As long as you have faith and your faith produces an action,
那么你都可以成为被救赎的对象。
Then you can become the subject of salvation.
你知道拉合后来得救了。
You know that from the story, Rahab did receive salvation.
按照马太福音第一章的家谱。
And according to Matthew chapter 1, ancestry record.
Yeah. 那么
genealogy,
yes. 这位拉合生下一个很有名的人物。
Rahab actually produced a very well-known descendant.
就是路德记的先生叫做波阿斯。
Which is Ruth's husband, Boaz.
那波阿斯是大卫的先祖。
Boaz is the ancestor of King David.
也是耶稣基督的先祖。
Which is also Jesus Christ's ancestor.
所以这个整个的故事，你就看见这是耶稣基督的先祖所做的事情。
You can see from the story that this is the ancestor, what Jesus' ancestor's job used to be.
所以耶稣他的先祖当中有一个是做妓女的。
You can tell that from Jesus' genealogy that there is a person who is actually a prostitute.
圣经里面没有认为这是一件很羞耻的记录。
But in the Bible, it did not consider this fact as a fact that should be embarrassed.
反而在告诉我们一个很重要的信息。
Instead, it was trying to communicate a very important message.
只要你对神有信心跟行为，你就是得救的。
But as long as you have faith and that faith produces an action, then you will receive salvation.
这是非常重要的信息。
This is a very important message.
当我们在跟别人传福音的时候，
when we are sharing the gospel to other people,
也许对方会说，我这个人没救了。
Maybe other people will say that I am not savable.
我不配得到这个救恩，因为我太坏了。
That I'm not worthy enough to receive this salvation because I've done so many bad things.
按照我们中国的俗话是说，我应该下十八层地狱下好几次的那一种。
Even according to the Chinese culture, that means that this person should go to hell.
那么可是你要告诉他说，你知道吗，耶稣基督有一个先祖，他的先祖有一个做妓女的。
But you can share with them that even Jesus Christ's ancestry has a prostitute.
他都可以得救。
Even she can receive salvation.
你也可以得救。
So can you.
在圣经当中他不讳言，很实在的就把他记录下来。
In the Bible that it is recorded as is.
因为他要告诉我们，无论你是谁都可以得救的。
Because its message is that no matter who you are, you can receive salvation.
那么接下来还有一点，就是在我们的第四点当中。
And the last point I want to make is it's on the fourth bullet, bullet in the bulletin.
这个拉合对于神的认识是非常正确的。
Rahab's understanding of God was correct.
他知道神已经将迦南地赐给了以色列人。
She knew that God has already given the land of Canaan to Israelites.
他知道四百年前当以色列人出埃及的时候经过红海的事情。
She knew the story of Israelites exiting Egypt and passing through the Red Sea.
那这个事情在当时一定是轰动天下的消息。
And this story must have been well known throughout the whole region.
所以四百年之后啊，拉合还知道。
400 years later, she still knows the story.
这实在是一个非常令人有感动的事情。
This is a very moving.
对不起，我讲错了。要不是四百年之后，是亚伯拉罕四百年之后的事情，因为整个事情应该是这样。对不起 ，I recollect 了一下哈，这个是事实上是四十年前的事情。
It's actually the event that happened 40 years ago.
四十年前的事情哈。OK， 因为那是摩西带领他们过了红海，是四十年前的事情。那么我们在这边看见这个拉合，他知道这些的事情。
We can see from the story here that Rahab knows the story.
所以他也听到了，在约旦河东边呢，两个亚摩利王西宏和噩的事情。
She also knows that on the east side of the Jordan River, the two evil kings.
所以他说，我们听到这个消息的时候啊，心就消化了。
So she said that when we heard of this, when we heard that you were coming, our hearts were melting.
所以没有一个人的灵可以站立得住。
So that no man's spirit can stand.
所以都消化了。
So they were melting in fear.
都害怕了。
They were all in fear.
那么今天在这个世界上。
So in today's world.
世界上的人他不会告诉你将来有一天人死后上帝要审判你。
The people of this world will not tell you that one day you will die and then you will see God again.
那么现在就迷惑了很多的人，让世界上的人尽情快乐。
Because of this confusion, a lot of people live godless.
所以他们不晓得将来死后还有审判。
They did not know that after death there will be judgment.
或者是说他们不愿意去想这个死后的事情。
Or maybe they did not want to think about what happens after life.
但是我们作为一个基督徒，
But as a Christian,
我们在传福音的时候，
When we share the gospel,
我们必须要提醒他们，
We have to remind them.
你今生今世所作所为，将来有一天要跟上帝交代的。
Everything you've done on this life that one day you will have to give an account for.
所以如果你不想如何被拯救的时候，
So if you did not think about your salvation,
你将来有一天会到一个你不想去的地方。
One day you will end up in a place that you don't want to go.
而且你永远待在那里是永永远远的。
And that place is everlasting. You will be there forever.
所以当拉合有这样正确认识的时候，
So Rahab has a correct understanding of God.
他知道这块地已经上帝赐给以色列人了。
She knew that this is the promised land to Israelites.
所以他也知道当上帝要把这块地交给以色列人的意思，就是说当以色列人进来的时候会把他们当地的居民通通都杀掉。
So So what it means that God has given this land to Israelites is that everyone in this place will be killed.
那么也就是对当地人的审判。
Which is also a judgment to the land of, to the people of this land.
而且当地人听到以色列人他们已经把约旦河东边那两个王国这么强大的王国都灭掉了。
And they all heard and knew the story of how Israelites took over and killed every one of the other two kingdoms on the east side of the Jordan River.
所以当他们过约旦河之后呢
so after they came across the Jordan River,
他们也会对在约旦河西岸所有迦南地怎么样一样进行杀戮。
They will do the same thing to the people who live on the west side of the Jordan River, which is to kill them all.
就好像我们今天基督徒在看这个世界的时候
This is symbolically how Christians should view this world.
我们看见上帝在审判这个世界
We see that God has judgment against this world.
在2011年3月11号日本发生大地震
In 2011, there is a big earthquake in Japan in March.
你在看到很多的这个视频、哦、当这个、海水超越很高落到地面的时候很多人丧失生命
You saw the tsunami overtook many people's life.
那这些人就给我们知道上帝在审判
So this is a story. These are the events that remind us that God has placed judgment against this world.
在2004年印尼也有一个大海啸
And in 2004 there is also a tsunami in Indonesia.
9.1 非常大
The earthquake was at the Richter scale of 9.1
死了很多很多的人
Many people died
那个也就是上帝在告诉我们他在掌管这个世界
And this is what the message
如果我们人
in charge of this world.
如果人不认识神的话我们的结局就是没有盼望
That if we do not know God, then there is no hope in our life.
现在拉合在当地已经看见这个毁灭要来了。
And Rahab has already saw the destruction about to come.
他必须要做一些事情。
She has to do something.
我们今天在传福音的时候，我们要对那一些有这样子思想的人，要跟他讲说，我们有一条救恩的线。
When we share the gospel here, we need to share this message with people, which is that there is a path for salvation.
很多人现在面对我们的新冠疫情会害怕。
A lot of people are in fear of the COVID-19.
我们打开新闻，我们看见很多的人因为得新冠疫情而死亡。
We saw that many people lost their lives because of the virus.
那现在正是我们传福音的时刻。
And this is the time that we need to share the good news.
在几天前祷告的时候
A few days ago when I was praying,
我在问上帝说我们2022年我们教会应该做什么
I asked the Lord to show me that what our church should be doing in 2022
我得到的答案是传福音
And the message I received was that we need to share the gospel
扩张神国的国度
That we need to expand the kingdom of God
去收割灵魂
And to reap the harvest of the lost soul.
这个福音的果子要收割了。
And that we need to reap the harvest.
我们要带给人有盼望。
We need to bring the hope to people.
不要让他们感觉到毁灭进来了。
And that
毁灭临近了。
That they may not fear for the destruction that's coming.
因为我们每一个人都在耶稣基督里面有平安。
Because in Jesus Christ we have peace.
所以我们今年要努力的传福音。
So this year we need to put an effort into sharing the gospel.
那么当拉合看见这个毁灭来临
So when Rahab saw the destruction coming.
那么他有机会呢接待了这两个探子。
And she had the opportunity to receive these two scouts.
他知道上帝是上天下地的神。
She knew that the Lord is the Lord of heaven and earth.
他知道这个神是掌管全地的。
She knew that this is the Lord that is in charge of the whole earth.
他要恩待这两个以色列来的探子。
That he will show mercy to these two scouts.
那么他要他们向他保证。
So she asked these girls to make her a promise.
他的父母、兄弟、姐妹、一切属他们的都要被拯救。
That her father, mother, brother, and sister, everything that belongs to them will be saved from death.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个从属灵的意义上是什么意思呢？
What does that mean in a spiritual sense?
就是我们抓到了一线机会。
Which is that when you capture an opportunity,
我们就要把它抓着抓稳了。
Then we need to hold on to it tight.
我们就好像耶稣基督说，凡因我的名给这个小子中一杯凉水的，这个人不得不得赏赐。
And just like the Bible says that for those who has given a cup of cold water to those who come in my name will not receive a gift.
所以这个就证实了一件事情，上帝非常看重我们这个福音的侍者。
And this is evidential that God has a lot of emphasis on the people who hear the gospel.
我们出去传福音的时候，
so when you share the gospel,
如果有人接待你，
if someone has received you,
你就是要跟他讲救恩要临到这家。
You should say that salvation will come to.
不是只有一个人，
not just this one.
全家，
family.
就像拉合在这边讲，我的全家要得救。
Just like what Rahab said that my whole family will receive the salvation because of me.
因为一家一个人得救了。在我们的神的眼光当中，你那一家的人得救的机会就很大了。
In the Bible, it tells us that if one person receives salvation, then there's a good chance that the whole family will receive salvation.
那么其他的人在拉合的耶利哥城，其他的人
，What about those other people who were in the city of Jericho?
他们虽然感到害怕。
You know that they have fear,
他们的心消化了，
because they are melting in fear,
但是他们依靠的是耶利哥城坚固的城墙。
But they put their faith in the strong physical wall of Jericho.
他们并没有想到说他们要逃走。
They didn't think that they need to escape.
离开这可怕的耶利哥城。
That they need to run away from this place of destruction.
他们可能以为没事的。
Maybe they thought that everything will be fine.
但希伯来书十一章三十一节。
But in Hebrew chapter 11 verse 31.
他是这样写的，他说妓女拉合因着信曾和和平平的接待探子，就不与那些不顺从的人一同灭亡。
It says that by faith the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient.
那么这个不顺从在原文呢可以翻译成不相信。
Disobedient is another word in the original text that you can say that it's unbelief.
不信从什么？不信这些你的地已经神赐给以色列了。
So what is it that they did not believe, which is what they did not believe was the promise that this land God has given to Israelite already.
那么拉合相信。
But Rahab believed it.
那拉合相信他还有一个行为的。
But after her, not only does she believe, that she also has an action to follow through.
因为呢，如果拉合不做任何行为的话，那么他也一样会灭亡。
If Rahab did not have an action follow through, that she will also be destroyed.
所以呢，在我的这个 B 项哈，他说信心没有行为是死的。
So on the bulletin you can see the point B says that faith is dead without action.
如果你相信神会审判会毁灭这地，
If you believe that God will judge and destroy this land,
但你却没有行动，
But you did not do it.
那你如何逃脱呢？
How are you going to escape this?
所以在雅各书二章二十五节，
So in James chapter 2 verse 25
他说妓女拉合接待侍者又放他们从别的路上出去，不也是因为行为称义吗？
In the same way was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodge to the spy.
所以我们在传福音的时候，
So when we share the gospel,
我们除了要分享神将来要审判世人，
We should not only sure about the judgment that's coming to this world.
你要告诉他说, 我们行为的第一步就是接受耶稣基督成为个人的救主。
That the action they can take as a first step is to receive the salvation by believing.
第二步第三步就是要持续到教会来,
and the next step would be to continue to come to worship.
建固你的信心,
so that your faith can be strengthened.
不会摇动,
and that will not be shaken.
第三点我要跟大家分享的就是在耶稣雅记2章18节。
So the next verse I want to share with you is in Joshua chapter 2 verse 18.
我念, I read in Chinese, okay. 我们来到这地的时候, 你要把这条朱红线绳系在垂在我们下去的窗户上, 并要使你的父母弟兄, 你父的全家都聚集在你家中。 凡出了你家门往街上去的, 他的罪必归到他自己头上, 与我们无干了。 凡在你家里的人, 若有人下手害他, 流他血的罪就归到我们的头上。 所以这两节经文 它代表的意义是什么呢?
So what does these two Bible verses represent?
就是不要离开你属灵的遮盖,
which is that do not leave your spiritual covering,
就是教会,
which is your church.
不要离开教会, 回到世界上去,
do not leave the church and then enter into the world without covering.
所以拉合他的属于他父母弟兄姐妹的, 都要在他家里面聚集。
So everything that belongs to Rahab, his parents, his brother, sister, everybody has to be under the roof of Rahab's house.
因为只有拉合的家是得救的。
Because they will receive salvation when they're under the cover of Rahab's house.
在整个故事当中，你一定会觉得非常奇特一件事情。
You may find this thing interesting. This is an interesting thing.
为什么拉合放他们两个人出去是一条红绳，红色的绳子呢？
Why is it that she's using a scarlet cord on a window to mark the house that the two scouts escaped?
这个红色就代表耶稣基督宝血的救赎。
Because the scarlet cord represents the blood of Jesus.
就是耶稣基督的宝血,
which is the precious blood of Jesus.
遮盖了他整个的家,
that covers the entire house.
所以当毁灭进来的时候,
so when destruction came,
只有在他家里面的人完全得救。
Only the people who are under that roof is protected.
所以意思就是说, 我们今天在教会的保护遮盖之下,
which means that today we are under the protection of the church,
也就是在耶稣基督宝血遮盖之下,
which is under the protection of the precious blood of Jesus,
我们不要再回到世界上去,
which will not leave this covering and enter the world.
如果你回到世界上去的话,
if you enter into the world,
就没有保护,
there is no covering for you, no protection anymore,
就没有任何耶稣的遮盖,
there is no more protection from Jesus Christ,
也就是没有救赎了,
which is no salvation.
所以对我们来讲, 一个很重要的功课,
so there is a very important lesson here.
属基督的人要分别为圣,
that those who belong to Jesus Christ need to be separate apart,
弃绝这世界给我们的污染,
and to reject the influence of this world.
所以我们就看见了整个的故事了。
So we see it from the story.
当耶稣雅 遵照上帝的吩咐, 绕耶利哥城绕了13次。
When Joshua followed the command of the Lord and surrounded the city of Jericho 13 times,
耶利哥城墙就倒塌了。
Then the walls of Jericho came down.
我记得我看了一个纪录片是关于耶利哥城的。
I remember watching a documentary about the walls of Jericho.
他说那个城墙厚度是很厚的。
They talked about that the thickness of the walls of Jericho.
那么真的是不好攻下来的耶利哥城,
which made it very difficult for enemy to enter.
但是奇怪的是, 这么坚固的城墙 居然倒塌了。
The strange thing is that why does such a strong wall will fall down on by itself?
那么有人会说是不是地震?
Some people might say that maybe there was an earthquake.
后来他们看到的确是有这个可能。
And the documentary ventured that yeah, it's possible.
因为他们在绕的时候是吹号角的。
Because as the Israelites were surrounding, walking around the city of Jericho, they were also blowing horn.
是第七天绕七次，对不对？
On the seventh day, they have surrounded the city seven times.
他们说这个声波的震动。
They said that there is a sound wave.
这个声波的震动呢，七次以后呢，让这个石头，这个城墙的石头呢，已经被震动了。
So the sound wave could have shaken the foundation of the wall.
然后七次之后呢,
After seven times,
当以色列人呐喊的时候,
when the Israelites yell, breaks a great sound,
城墙本来就已经被震垮了，就真的就垮了。
And because the foundation is already weakened, that's how the wall fell.
所以在这个在考古学家的眼光来看, 这是一个 miracle, 这是一个奇迹。
So from the perspective of archaeologists, this is a miracle.
没想到神用了以色列人这样绕城吹号角呐喊，城墙就倒塌了。
It's unthinkable that how God used a supernatural way to bring down the walls of Jericho.
那些不相信的人就灭亡了。
And those who did not believe, they all died.
我在思想这段信息的时候,
as I was pondering on this message,
拉合希伯来字的原文的意思是宽阔的意思。
The name Rahab, in its original text means that it's wide, broad.
所以我相信他的家是很宽阔的。
So I believe that her house may be very big.
所以他可以他的父母兄弟还有姐妹。 一切属他们的都聚集在他家里面。
And that's how I think that how her house could fit that many people.
如果他的家也有其他的邻居，他也跟着拉合说：“我愿意接受你的保护，他也愿意进来。”你说他会不会得救？
If a neighbor said to Rahab that, "Hey, I also want to receive salvation and enter the house," do you think the neighbor will receive salvation?
Yes.
Yes.
当然是啊。
Of course so.
所以这就是我们教会在讲说，喂，上帝要审判这个世界了，进来吧。
And this is what we do here in the church to tell the people that this is the place of salvation. Enter into the church.
你就会得救了。
You will receive salvation.
你要跟这个世界分开。
You need to be separated from this world.
因为耶稣基督的宝血就在我们当中。
Because the blood, precious blood of Jesus.
这就是我们今天的好消息。
And this is the good news.
这个好消息要救人的好消息。
This is a good news that the good news that will save people's lives.
因为我们每一个人，无论你是谁，
Because no matter who you are,
无论大小，
No matter you are big or small,
有一天你都要在耶稣基督的审判台前，
One day you will all stand in front of God's judgment seat,
一个一个的跟上帝交代你这一生，
And to give account individually before the Lord.
如果我们没有耶稣基督的救赎的话，
If we did not have the salvation of Jesus,
我们一定会去一个你会永远懊悔的地方。
Then you will end up in a place that you will have eternal regrets.
所以弟兄姐妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我最后要劝勉大家。
Lastly, I want to bring warning to you.
你还有一些没信主的家人吗？
You may have people in the family household has not received Jesus.
你还有那些你的好朋友还没有信耶稣的吗？
You may have friends that who has not received Jesus.
接他们到教会里面来吧。
Bring them to church.
让他们逃避神将来的愤怒。
So that they may escape the anger of the Lord.
然后 你要帮助他写他那一本属于他自己的约书亚记。
Then you can help him to write his personalized book, which is just like how the book of Joshua is being written.
因为我们每一个人都要写我们自己的约书亚记。
Because each one of us must give an account in our own book.
我们在上帝的面前要成为圣洁。
That before the Lord we must be sanctified.
因为 我相信大家可能都有知道这样子的事情。
You may have heard this.
有很多的基督徒到最后又回到世界上去。
There are many Christians who decided to turn away from God.
当他们离开教会耶稣的保护的时候，
When they left church, which is leaving the protection of Jesus.
他们会发生什么事情啊？
What will happen to them?
那弟兄姐妹，这是因为他们自己的耶稣雅记没有写好啊。
This is because that in their journal it was not well written.
所以弟兄姐妹，不是说来到教会接受保护就好了。
It's not simply just that you come to church to escape, to receive protection.
你要告诉他不要像我们刚刚读的，出门到街上去了就完蛋了。
You need to also share with them that when you leave, then you will leave the protection.
所以这个就是我们今天在传福音的时候，我们要很注意的。
So when we share the gospel, make sure that we remind people.
在四十年前，我今年刚好信主四十年。
About 40 years ago, this is the 40th year since I became a Christian.
很难相信我信主的时候是25岁。
It's hard to believe that I came into the Lord when I was 25.
我不晓得我这个年轻小伙子在想什么。但我决定接受耶稣基督。在接受耶稣基督整个的过程里面，我也是一点一滴的才知道原来神的法则。在教会里面。
And what it means to be in the church.
You
must be careful not to depart from this protection.
我不是说离开教会，我的意思就是说，如果因为某种原因你离开这个教会，跑到另外一个教会，那个是可以的，没问题。
I want to clarify that it's okay that if you leave this church and go to another church.
我的意思就是说，你离开教会以后呢，就再也不信了。
I meant that those who are in danger is that after you leave this church, they also leave the faith.
所以我事实上很担心，我们这两年因为疫情的关系。
So I was actually pretty worried that because of COVID the last 2 years.
在这两年当中，有很多人习惯就在网络聚会。
There were many people who got used to meeting online.
那在网络上聚会是不得已而为之。
The online meeting was a workaround.
不能够永远这个样子。
We do not want to continue to meet like this.
因为你的心会越来越偏，会偏开的。
Because you may change your heart.
因为你想说我坐在荧幕面前，哎，我是做主日崇拜了，听了刘牧师信息了，感谢赞美主，我就下线了。
You may think that coming to an online meeting is just to receive the message and you heard the message, now you can close off the meeting and go on your way.
最重要的是你跟弟兄姐妹之间的团契交通就减少了。
But the interaction between you and the other church member might have decreased because of the online meeting.
在保罗新约的教训里面，
So in Paul's book,
在团契之间的生活是一件很重要的事情。
It was very important to have a fellowship life.
我们彼此扶持，
That we can help support each other.
彼此接纳，
That we can also accept one another.
帮助软弱的弟兄姐妹。
Help those who are in need.
我现在有困难，我软弱了。
Someone might say that I need help because I am in need.
那我们就要帮助他重新站起来。
Then we should help that person to stand on.
再站起来。
To be able to stand on his two feet again.
从我们牧师的角度上来看。
So from the pastor's perspective.
其实是帮助他不要离开教会，进入回到世界里面。
It is to help him to leave the church and return to the world.
一个做牧师最害怕的事情。
the most fearful thing a pastor has is
怕他的羊回到世界去。
That he would lose his sheep.
我将来都不知道怎么去面对上帝。
Because I would not know what to do with, when we have when I have.
这个其实是对所有的传道人一个最不愿意看见发生的事情。
And this is the worst thing that a pastor has to give account to.
所以我要告诉大家，我们学习拉合的信心和行为。
So I want to remind people that to learn from Rahab, from his faith and his
actions. 他有信心，他告诉了这两个探子。
She has faith and she shared her faith with these two scouts.
他的行为是放他们走了。
Her action was that she allowed them to escape.
他相信这两个探子会报信给耶稣亚，然后拯救他们。
She believed that these two scouts will report back to Joshua and then she will receive salvation.
所以他把那个红色的绳子系在他那个窗户上面。
So that she tied a scarlet cord on the window of her house.
就好像在逾越节家家户户以色列人的家都涂满了羔羊的宝血一样。
Just like in Passover, that every household who wants to live would have the blood, would have the lamb's sheep on their door.
所以毁灭来的时候就 Passover 就越过去了。
So that when the angel of destruction came, it will pass over the house that has the blood.
拉合他做了。
And this is what Rahab did.
他的家在他家里面的人都得救了。
Everyone in her house under the covering was protected from destruction.
所以我们也要宣告，凡进来教会的也都要得救。
So we also want to proclaim that everyone who comes to the church will receive the protection.
并且我们要教导他们要在基督的遮盖里面，直到我们见主面的时候。
We also must teach them that we need to be under the protection and the covering of Jesus Christ until the day that we see Him.
我们做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们献上感谢。
Lord, we give you thanks.
我们谢谢你记载了拉合的故事。
We thank you for the story of Rahab in the Bible.
我们很惊奇的发现拉合他是耶稣基督的先祖。
We were pleasantly surprised to find that Rahab is the ancestor of Jesus.
圣经并没有隐藏拉合他的职业。
The Bible did not try to cover up Rahab's job.
反而告诉我们，原来我们人类不管如何的糟糕。
And that to teach us that no matter how bad our human can be,
我们都可以得救。
We can all receive salvation.
我们也恳求主，你帮助我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
We also ask God to help all the brothers and sisters here.
我们每一个人在我们的人生上面写一本耶稣雅集。
But as we're also creating and writing the journal of life, like the book of Joshua.
让我们靠着耶稣基督得胜。
That we will receive victory through Jesus Christ.
战胜老我。
And that we can overcome the old self.
致死老我。
And that we will let the old self die.
让我们成为圣洁的心腹。
So that we may become sanctified like a bride.
献给耶稣基督。
And offer to Jesus Christ.
谢谢主的带领。
We thank you, Lord, for your leading.
奉耶稣基督圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.